We are celebrating family farm and homesteads that have been in the family for 100 or 150 years. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and joining us with another farm story are Dorothy Kristen and her son, Ken Kristen. Their farm is in Greene County.
My grandfather acquired the farm in 1921. So he purchased the farm then. And then my folks, Dorothy there, and my dad has passed away, they purchased the farm then in 1963, and so then it's been moms have had it since then, yet. So mom still owns the farm.
So that makes you the third generation?
I am the third generation. There actually is a fifth generation living on the farm. Fourth and fifth live on the farm right now.
And how did the farm start out? Was it a dairy farm, and is it still in operation?
It always started as a dairy farm. In fact, we had 40 cows to milk at first, which, you know, at that time sounded like a lot of work, which it was. But we still own that. That's what I still own.
And is it still 40 dairy cows?
No, not for the dairy cows. Up until not too many years, we did have, when my husband died, we had some other one rented it for a while. And then that just didn't work anymore in our township, so the kids take it over.
And what does the farm look like right now?
It's just basically a grain farm at the present time, so we've gone to grain and so forth there. So, no more dairy cows.
Why is it important that the land stays in the family?
Right now I can't sell it because taxes, they tell me if I sell it, I won't have a cent left. Because the taxes are going to eat it up according to when we bought it. That's why it's like it is now.
So is there interest, though, from, you know, the fifth generation to keep farming it?
Fourth, yeah, I'm farming it right now myself. So we're still farming it and so forth. So hopefully it'll still stay as a family farm, you know.
Family living in the house.
Yeah.
With little kids. Yeah.
How else has the farm changed over time? Any new buildings or more acreage or anything like that?
You know, the buildings, we became much larger dairy farm over the years. And so, I mean, we went from milking 40 cows to over 100 in later years and so forth. So it has grown quite a bit since then. And we've acquired, a number of other farms to go with it, too. So, So it's changed. It's a lot different than it was back then, you know. It's gone from basically 190 acres to over 800 total.
I guess that kind of leads me into my next question, which was, I mean, this farm started in 1921. This was before the Great Depression, before World War II. How did it stay in the family?
I don't know.
Through all of that.
Well, there were some of them that have taken, you know, wood baubles that belonged in there, but they've taken other jobs. You know, but we're still a family, and we got little kids there right now, and it's kind of fun just to see them around the farm. In fact, we just had one of my little great granddaughters showed sheep at a fair just a week ago. So we're just kind of like we were. I had eggs, I had chickens. When we started, I mean, there was the cows were there too, but I did have chickens, and I sold chickens, and I knew I could always sell. If I sold 35 dozen a week, then I know I would be able to get my groceries. But that's all we had. Actually, I had a very nice house to move into. I mean, my folks farmed, and we had nice buildings, you know, and all of that, but my mother-in-law living there when I moved in, there they had a house that was not very old. In fact, their son had, when he was 18 years old, that's when they built that house. And because the house that was there was an old wooden house. And so I was lucky enough to get married and move into a new house.
Is there anything unique?
I think it was a fairly common Greene County farm back in those days. You know, there was a lot of every farmer down the road has milked cows and so forth from those back in those days. And as it's progressed, there's one farmer left in the area that's milking cows anymore. So it's really changed over the last 100 years.
That was Ken Kristen and his mother, Dorothy Kristen, of Monticello in Greene County. The Kristen family is one of many honorees celebrating the farm being in their family for 100 or 150 years. We're sharing these centennial and sesquicentennial stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are courtesy of Compeer Financial. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.